Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. A crisp autumn weekend giving way to a cold, raw start to the week. This morning features a band of rain extending through most of the region, and it's cold enough that the higher elevations of the northern Green Mountains, east into New Hampshire and the eastern townships, are experiencing a winter preview, a little wet snow mixed in. Any accumulations will be limited to elevations above 3,000 feet, and even there, it should turn to rain, except possibly remaining as frozen precipitation over the crest of the Presidential Range. A warm front is located to our south this morning, just south of New England, with milder south winds sliding up and over the colder air at the surface, which is what's producing the rain this morning. The front extends west to a storm near Chicago, which is heading east today while the warm front stalls to our south. This initial period of rain lifts to our north, diminishing this morning in southern sections, this afternoon north, but with the warm front stalled to our south, it'll only reach the upper 30s and low 40s east and north of I-89, in the 40s west and south, except some 50s southwest Vermont into the Berkshires. The initial low-pressure area will track to our south tonight with some spotty evening showers. As it reaches the Atlantic, it will combine with a second developing storm and then intensify south of Cape Cod. This sweeps rain back into the region after midnight south, spreading north but limited because of the storm's location. Only some light showers are expected near and north of the Quebec border. Some adjustments may be needed depending on the position of this redeveloping storm. In addition, moderate east to northeast winds will develop, adding to the unpleasantness of the storm. By Wednesday, though, the storm should be retreating to the southeast, permitting clearing from the Champlain Valley west and north, edging east during the day. Any rain or showers through New Hampshire back into southern Vermont and the Berkshires will be tapering off, where clearing will develop late Wednesday into Wednesday night. Partly cloudy, seasonable weather continues Wednesday night through early Friday. After that, clouds will start increasing with a rising chance of rain in western and southern areas late in the day Friday, part of the next storm with the potential for a damp Halloween weekend. Now the forecast details. Rain, light through Quebec, some wet snow over the higher terrain northeast early, then rain diminishing south this morning and north this afternoon. Highs upper 30s and low 40s east and north of I-89, 40s west and south, reaching the 50s southwest Vermont and the Berkshires. Easterly winds will gust over 30 miles per hour across the higher terrain and through the St. Lawrence Valley. Tonight, cloudy, a spotty evening shower, mainly south of the Adirondacks and Route 4, then rain developing south near midnight, spreading north to the Quebec border by morning. Lows in the low to mid-40s, upper 30s northeast. Tuesday, periods of rain from the Adirondacks and Route 2 south, scattered north, decreasing north to south in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s and low 50s, east and northeast winds will gust to 30 miles per hour. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.